Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have the Nevada rancher on where over 250 armed feds with armored vehicles and helicopters and drones are massing to kick the open range grazer off of the federal, quote, land. Over 80% of the land in Nevada is federal. You count state, it's over 90%. In fact, there is more federal land in Nevada than even in Alaska last time I checked. And before it was even a territory, there were people out there, including this man's family, who were grazing on that property. And they're now stealing his cows at gunpoint and telling people they can't demonstrate in the town, on the roads, in parking lots. The feds arrest anyone that holds up a sign. This is the tyranny. And the governor has gone public saying it's tyranny. And this is how a revolution could start in this country. I don't know if it's going to happen here. I quite frankly don't want a physical revolution to start. I want to try to fix things in the information war. The globalists want to get a physical war going. And I've documented that and broken that down, and they've prepared Homeland Security for that war, knowing we would struggle against the takeover. But if war must come, it will. So it's important to intensify the info war to affect the battle space, the future battle space, if things go physical. And, of course, if things go physical, the info war will be more important than ever to go out and engage in it and not let the chilling effect work, or they will put us in forced labor camps. And that is their plan on record. They are the equivalent of a Bolshevik takeover run by George Soros and others. And you see them overthrowing elected governments everywhere and putting in tyrannies. We're not the only ones going under this. So he's going to be joining us at the start of the next hour. I've got a top story when we come back from break that is so huge, I don't even really have ways to describe how important it is. But when we come back from break, I'm going to get into it. In fact, it's so important, I don't usually try to build on suspense in a theatrical way. I just cover the news, and it's sensational enough, unfortunately. It's a horror story. But knowing the problems is half the battle, so we can then get out of denial and do something about it. But this is so big that I don't even have the words to describe it right now, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to try to cover this top story first. This is just absolutely incredible in how over the top important it is, and we're going to cover it when we come back. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to cover it when we come back. We will also get into mass stabbing at Pennsylvania High School, injures 20. Will they call for banning knives? Or maybe have shock bracelets on everyone so somebody can't stab 20 people with a knife? A major bug called Heartbleed exposes internet data. That's a big deal. Scientists seek climate-friendly cow of the future. That's their excuse to genetically engineer animals now in a total rewrite of the genetic code of the planet. Very dangerous. We've also got big news on the stock market. Is it really rebounding or is it a dead cat bounce? Ask CNBC. We've got Hank Aaron comparing Republicans that oppose Obamacare to the KKK. Yeah, Hank Aaron, how sad that he's such a race baiter using race as a weapon. But it's all part of the new race cult. You know, Jay-Z with the Kill Whitey movement. All financed by Viacom, all financed by MTV. This is how they want us fighting with each other while the foreign banks rob us. And while they abort 52% of blacks. Of course, Hank Aaron ain't going to say a word about that. That's the real Ku Klux Klan. He doesn't care, though. Just feels too good to grandstand and, you know, say he has the moral authority over everyone as a race pimp like Al Sharpton. We'll be right back.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the ninth day of April, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come to you from the former state of Texas, occupied by the Global Crime Syndicate on record, from FEMA Region 6, Austin, transmitting worldwide and admitting that we're occupied, admitting that the globalists have taken over via fraud is half the battle. Admitting the battle space, admitting where we are, admitting the psychology and nomenclature and MO of our usurpers, of our hijackers, is the beginning of the end of them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is not rhetoric you just heard. If you research it, it's cold, hard facts. And more, even in academic circles, regardless of political affiliation, people are lining up with reality, really assessing politically what we're under. A scientific takeover, at the end of which humanity no longer exists. Now, that's heavy. But that's the plan. It's beyond any Captain America winter soldier. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you my review of that. I saw it last night. I am not a comic book fantasy fan. I like science fiction and things, but I have to say this film was extremely good. And I guarantee you, and we actually know someone that was big on the production of the film, and we're going to contact them. Most writers are very quiet and probably won't want to come on. But guaranteed, the two writers of the new Captain America Winter Soldier are listeners of this show. And spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, that's why everybody that went and saw it said, it's your show. And I kept getting hundreds of emails and people on the street. I had a guy yesterday when I was downtown to go see it on the street say, hey, man, you got to see Captain America. It's your show. Well, it's not my show. It's what Dr. Bob Bowman said they had in the air in 1979. A drone decapitation system to kill world leaders in 1 hour with DU Sabo rounds that go up to 38,000 miles an hour that are non-atomic but have the kinetic energy of a multi-megaton hydrogen bomb. And will kill people in bunkers even 5 miles under mountains. You can't have bases 5 miles under the earth because it heats up. You have to build them under 5 mile tall mountains. And then you've got a 65 degree base. Perfect winter, summer, it doesn't matter. I'm going off into side issues. The point is that by the 70s, they had drone robot remote controlled Skynet in the air. And that's what this movie is. And it's about a false flag by Hydra, which is the Bilderberg group, in control. And it explains the police, the military, everything's compartmentalized and is run by it. See, I'm already giving you the plot. But, I mean, it's the New World Order. They say New World Order. The problem is, you could say, is it revelation of the method where they're telling us what they're doing? I mean, they've got the satellites in it that they admitted they had a decade ago that biometrically have the top of your head scan and your shoulder scan with 100% biometric from space. That's why they need to get a biometric scan on the ground to then match it and link it geolocated with the satellite to then get your body heat resonance fingerprint. And then with that, they're not going to really use in the more advanced systems you know, Sabos are for taking out leaders in underground bunkers. What they're deploying is blimps with radiation and microwave guns to cook you in your house. And then you die a few months later. So that's the real rollout. So, and I'm not trying to scare people with the advanced technology that the establishment has, but That's why they're on such power trips. And only a complete break with the system, realizing it's an exterminist, proto-Hitlerian eugenics program, and that's what this movie's about, is they're going to kill with computers that have already algorithmed who challenges a new world order global tyranny. They're going to kill 20 million people with the Skynet suborbital drones. And they've got to kill the 20 million people to bring in their new world order. But it's not going to be 20 million, folks. It's going to be 7 plus billion or 99% of whatever the population is when they trigger the main extinction event, which could be airborne super Ebola crossed with mouthpox, nanotech type nerve gas. I mean, we just don't know. The intel I've gathered over the years, a lot of it's 20, 30 years old, and what they already had on the drawing board was so advanced and so evil. The Air Force admits 15 years ago that they had completed construction of antimatter weapons that can destroy the entire planet. The Air Force gave a press briefing that the San Francisco Chronicle and AP picked up. Anybody wants to look it up, you can. It was put out as a direct threat to the Chinese and the Russians. You could say it's a bluff, but then you look at some of the MIT, Stanford, and Los Alamos stuff that's going on with the fission fusion, black hole creation. The word is, for the theoretical physicists and others, that they have developed the basic precursors of antimatter warheads. And if they want, they can make one that'll destroy the whole solar system. So the ability and the nihilistic exterminist view to be able to do this does not make you God just because, you know, Max Planck's equations gave you the atomic bomb. And that equation was from 1900 and 1901 when he published the equations that were expanded on by Albert Einstein. And we're not in 1900. We're in 2014, folks, and they've gone way past atomic and hydrogen bombs. Just let me give you a little newsflash. And that's why they're phasing out the human army now, going to the pure robot. That's why they're moving into this. So I guess I've already given you the Captain America update. I mean, maybe I'll do a special report for the Nightly News or something tonight, because I just pretty much gave it to you right there. I need to write some notes and cover it all. But again, why is it so important? Because the general public doesn't get their news anymore from news. News is meant to be discredited by the system, destroyed, where government just puts out press releases that then pretty much just get accepted as reality because there's no alternative. That's the world they want once they shut off the free web. And then everything else is just Michelle Obama's a rock star, Hillary's a rock star, being trendy, leaving your husband's wonderful, you know, taking vaccines is sexy, drinking, you know, GMO fluoride garbage is good, on and on and on. 80%+ of people only get their news now from entertainment. And they've legalized what's already been going on for a long time this year, domestic funding of lies and propaganda. You can look that up if we have the Business Insider article up there from last year. They've already been doing this, but now they've publicly turned Pentagon psyops and 18 private Merc groups, as well as 15 intelligence groups, loose on everyone. And now they're just running around everywhere spewing disinfo. But I've seen it have a reverse lensing effect and actually has demoralized the globalist and has just completed the decompartmentalization that we've helped promote and push as a key breach of the enemy complex. And now the establishment, even the psychopathic control freaks that are in it, realize they're going to be destroyed as well in this. And now their basic survival instincts are kicking in. And the more moral members of the power structure and the establishment now realize it's all true. And the worst have been given control. And now people really have a decision on whether they want to end the human experience as we've known it and buy into this thing that we're ugly and bad and the age of humans is over and just turn everything over to the transcendent man that even if it's real, even if it's feasible, we're not going to be given access and entrance into that next level. Publicly, that's the set official global standard of the Codex Alimentarius, UNESCO agenda of Julian Huxley. who was the director general of UNESCO and the planetary chair of the scientific board of eugenics, renamed in 1947 to the Transhumanist Society. And this is a done deal if we don't stop them. You have to understand that. And they've taken our knowledge, our power, our spark of innate creator power that God gave us. We're made in God's image. We are made in the image of the master creator, ladies and gentlemen. And people say, well, that's not true. That's your Bible. No, no, no. It's true. Look around you. It's prima facie. On its face. It is. And our knowledge, our genius of the good, of the enlightened, of the loving, of the strong has been stolen. The Promethean fire that God gave us has been stolen by the devil, who is never a maker. Is a destroyer. And they have used Promethean Elysium fire to build this technological abomination. And I'm not against technology itself. It is that this ring was forged for evil. This system. Now, when we come back, top story that is so huge and it's great news, devastatingly good news. It's not the ranchers standing up. That rancher's coming on the next hour. The Nevada, the governor saying it's tyranny. It's not the mass stabbing news, which is important because it shows, you know, it's not the gun, it's not the knife, it's the person. You can't stop crazy people unless you have a gun or a knife as well. The answer to crazies is defending yourself. It's not Hank Aaron saying if you don't like Obamacare, you're KKK.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I predicted Heartbleed years ago, tracking enemy attack patterns, and I believe Heartbleed is a cyber command above NSA attack on the internet itself, and it is looks like it's bringing down commerce right now. Major governments from Canada to Germany are announcing or saying they're looking at announcing ending online tax filings, ending basically a lot of online commerce. It's hitting Amazon. It's hitting everything. That is coming up, and I'm having major brainstorms right now. We're going to collate that information, and we're going to break it down at 40 after when Paul Watson joins us. You're just going to see a quickening across the board, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me give you the top story right now. I've said this over and over again. And I've told congressmen and women this on air. I've told a lot of influential people this. They agree, and they say it's common sense. But it's why the NSA targets people. It's why the media targets people. It's why they bring out any type of petty dirt on good congressmen and women or good governors that stand up for freedom but, you know, had a girlfriend 5 years ago on the side or didn't pay their taxes right or... these are the type of things that they throw you in prison for. Martha Stewart type stuff to scare the general population. Mark Cuban did nothing wrong. Sold $800,000 of his billions of stock, and they said, we're going to put you in jail on the phone and in emails because you're going to produce a film with Alex Jones. And he said, I'm sorry, I've never been threatened like this. And then they still tried to put him in jail even when he backed out of the deal. 2 years after I told you that, it came out in the New York Times because he released the emails where they said from the SEC, we're going to put you in jail for making that movie, you piece of crap. I mean, that's how arrogant they are. They tell you we're going to falsely prosecute you. He's beaten them twice. They keep coming back under a new administration because there is no change, folks, from Bush, Clinton, Bush to Obama. Same crew, same people, folks, same crew. A CIA criminal breakaway group. That's who they are. Period. Period. We all know their CIA code names, their section chiefs. It's all come out. George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary. All of them. CIA. Period. Period. The narcotics trafficking, all of it. The open borders, the money laundering. They're gangsters. Homeland Security's their takeover arm. They work for the big foreign banks. But they've really got power because they've been politically sitting on it so long. They're almost a dictator crew who's almost as powerful as the mega banks themselves. because they've been in control of America so long. I'm decompartmentalizing everything here, folks. Now, let me give you the top story. They've been intimidating Hollywood. They've been intimidating authors. They've been intimidating the culture, talk show host, preachers. They've been intimidating Congress more than anybody with the NSA and with made-up dirt. And that's why if somebody promotes basic liberty, the Second Amendment and family values and ending corruption and ending big banks being tax exempt, I don't care if they're swinging from chandeliers, folks, with their, whatevers. The real crime is signing us on to trillions in debt. The real crime is aborting 50 million babies. The real crime is putting fluoride in the water. So you got to stand with people. They're going to come after. They're going to call Rand Paul racist. They're going to have fake Democrats go dressed up like Klan members and claim they're buddies with them. They're going to have women show up saying they were with Rand Paul. Get ready. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You want to beat these people? You got to realize their game plan. Now, the top story here is it's begun. Two congressmen, both from Texas, and it makes me proud of the fact that, again, a lot of evil comes out of Texas, but a lot of good comes out of it. A lot of good comes out of America, a lot of bad comes out of America. That's what it's like when you're the blessed, powerful, special country that we were. Is the battle is being contended right here. We are one of the main zones. When we come back from break, I'm going to play these clips that are up on Infowars.com. It is so incredibly important. Holder explodes at Louis Gohmert. You don't want to go there, buddy. Again, starts becoming a gangster. The fake little sweetie act goes. He's like, you don't want to go there, buddy, with contempt. You don't want to go there with criminal charges. Because they are in contempt. And another congressman went even further. Texas District 27, that's Ron Paul's old district. It's a different number now, but it's the same area. Representative Blake Fahrenthold, who's got a lot of courage, folks, says Eric Holder should be in jail to his face. This is the blood of victory, the essence of reality. He doesn't look like Thor. He doesn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He doesn't look like the classic hero, but that's a real man right there. To tell, they all know Eric Holder is a hardcore mastermind involved in Oklahoma City. They all know he runs major ops. They're literally telling a ringwraith he's a criminal to his face.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have to find our fighting spirit. We have to realize that the animating contest of liberty is not just something that is a choice. It's something that we've got to decide to do. It is the human experience of survival to take out this globalist exterminist program of total domination. I cannot describe to you how hardcore and real this is. This is not rhetoric. And you see everything we talk about continuing to unfold. This is real. This is real. It's not just my belief. It's not just all my guest belief. It's about, are you for reality? Can you admit Obamacare is a giant screw job written by ruthless money laundering banks that run worldwide child trafficking, narcotics trafficking, arms trafficking, on record, congressional hearings, Cybele Edmonds, you name it, exposing it, NSA whistleblower. It's their policy to reduce world population. It's their policy we're garbage. It's their policy to poison us. It's their policy to disarm us. It's their policy to game every market, to shut down independence and make us poor as a tool of social control. We have to identify the globalists as the enemy. They're not capitalist. They're monopoly crime syndicates that use socialism mixed with fascism in a fraudulent program to fully bankrupt humanity while exempting themselves from all of their criminal actions. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've interviewed the police officers on this show, like Don Browning and others, who saw the other cops and doctors killed at Oklahoma City. The doctor that showed up and saw the feds in there with the bombs, they killed him. Cop of the year that showed up and carried out a bunch of people on his back, Terrence Yakey, they killed him, tortured him to death. And I've talked to the cops like Don Browning, the head of the canine unit in Oklahoma City, where the FBI walked into his office and said, you and your wife are going to be killed if you don't shut up. And then he was told again in the hallway, listen, we're not playing around, bud. You keep your mouth shut. And that guy, I looked him up, was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran, Marine, a highly decorated police officer. And let me tell you, he turned white and gulped on air when I said, say the names of the FBI agents. And don't you think I had a little tingle when I did that? You got to commit to this and you got to tell the truth about it or we're all dead. Down the road, pure evil's coming in. You don't play games with it. There's no way to beat it unless you stand up against it all the way. I want everybody to understand that. And I know you don't feel like heroes out there. I know good people aren't on power trips. Good people are humble. But you got to get past all that and realize you're good deep down, and you've got skills and gifts God gave you. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know what you see or what skills you've got, but I know you've got them, and it's time for you to take action against the enemy in the information war to expose them and to call them out. I've told you over and over again, we start calling Obama out as a criminal, John Boehner out as a criminal for colluding with his criminal Obamacare. You start calling out Eric Holder as a criminal. You start telling them that you're aware of what they're doing, and you get past that intimidation. If you're a talk show host, or if you're a police officer, or if you're a school teacher, or if you're a judge, I don't care who you are. I talk to state judges. I've talked to federal judges. I've talked to high-level police officers who are scared and wish they could tell the truth about everything, but don't know what to do. They're waiting for somebody else to have the courage. Look, there isn't somebody else. There's not a secret room of other people out there. They're going to get this job done. We've got to do it. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we got all the answers. Doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. But you know what? In the final equation, we got a serious crisis on our hands. The bankers are crazy enough to make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money, steal their bank accounts like MF Global, and not get in trouble for it. And they do that on thousands of things we could sit here and list, where they've now reached that historical point where they're getting away with bloody murder in front of everyone. And the reason no one will call Holder out for Fast and Furious, CBS News got the documents. We already had guests on about it, but they got the documents to their credit. They got rid of the woman, by the way, that brought that out for CBS News. She's gone. She paid. That they said, we're going to blame the Second Amendment. That's why we're doing this. Of course, Holder got caught lying. They had press conferences a year before it broke saying we've got Operation Gun Runner, where we're tracking guns into Mexico. They were hiding it in plain view in case it ever came out. But then they double backed and lied about it and said they never knew about it. We have them. They could all be arrested right now. And I don't want to be held hostage by these people anymore. I'm not going to live in fear of a bunch of scum. I mean, look at Big Sis. Look at Janet Reno. Look at Eric Holder. Look at Obama. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Bill Clinton. A kleptocratic pervert. A sick thug punk. Thrust on us by a sickening, degenerate establishment. And look at him all shriveled. Looks like he's a reanimated corpse. Look what evil does to you. Look at this piece of trash. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to have humanity turned over to these people. So the victory of all the incredible news I've gotten, the rancher coming on, the standing up to the feds, and the rest of it, is deciding that, hey, none of us are perfect. Nothing's ever going to be absolutely, you know, it's a process. But we got a really bad wave of corruption going on right now that is going to bring us completely down and ruin and wreck everything and ruin prosperity and start giant wars and really create some horrible situations so this elite can stay in control. Folks, it's the Captain America analogy of Hydra or of Spectre. Will you guys cue up Spectre? From Russia with Love, with the two Siamese fighting fish, and they wait till the two hurt and kill each other, and then the other one comes in. in the Captain America, they explain, we're a secret group of anti-human eugenicists who want to become supermen and merge with machines, and we're going to launch drones worldwide to decapitate world leadership to take over and do all of this with our AI NSA computers that can now predict the future. That's the enemy program, and now it's in movies like Captain America, Winter Soldier. Are they programming us so that when you hear me talk about it, you go, oh, that's just a movie, or your subconscious is prepared, or are these people concerned and this stuff's coming out? Most of the time when I'm able to get a hold of the directors and the writers, they go, no, yeah, we're listeners, or no, we're aware of this. No, we care. We love our kids. And I haven't gotten in contact with them. And you're saying, why do you care about Captain America? Because that's their coming out and saying, we see what's going on. Children of men. Government staging the bombings. Governments release the chemicals to sterilize the population. Great Mexican director. I forget his name. It's the same story. V for Vendetta. The Wachowski brother and sister. All of this. These are people that know what's going on and they don't like it. And it's an example of if we can have congressmen calling out Holder and saying, you're a criminal, you should really be in jail, and saying, and Holder snaps back, you better watch it, buddy, you don't want to go there, getting him down to his basic thug level. This is the guy that ran, bare minimum, the Oklahoma City cover-up. He was in control of the operation. We know the names of the FBI counterterrorism leaders who checked in the day before at the hotels, didn't even try to cover their tracks, lied and said their team was in Dallas. They got caught. They were there. We know, and we have the witnesses that saw them doing the telephone work with the gray sticks of butter. And then Holder quarterbacked the cover-up. I mean, we have those emails from federal lawsuits. I mean, this is a very serious person. And I'm not trying to do his scaring for him. I'm saying let's recognize the criminals we're dealing with here. And let's call them out for the criminals they are. And they kill Alex Jones or set me up. That's the way it is. That's what it takes to get humanity to the next level. I'm not even worried about that. I'll be honest with you. But they can't kill this congressman. They can't kill an idea. Ideas are bulletproof, to quote V. And pretty soon, when everybody just starts spouting off, it's already, hit critical mass. It doesn't matter how many of us you kill. You're just going to turn us into heroes like 300, which is a true story. What, you think killing me is going to save you? No, the reason you haven't killed me yet is because you know that, and you know at a spiritual level, I'm willing to go all the way because that's the only choice, of course. And it's the same thing for these congressmen and others. You can see the look in this guy's eye of being a man, of just looking at a criminal who's committed all these crimes, covered up Benghazi, covered up Solyndra, covered up banking heist, covered up MF Global, covered up every crime you could imagine. And, you know, these politicians up there, they're sick of getting the blame for everything and having a 6% approval rating. They've got their constituents losing everything. They don't want to be part of the evil. They want to be good. They want justice. I'm telling you. Louis Gohmert, I know him. A good guy. I know folks that know this other congressman, Blake Farenthold. They say he's a real guy, a real man, a family man. And at a certain point, you can't get us all. You understand that, scum? And we're going to wake up the sheeple that there's a real world going on out there. We're going to Paul Watson in a moment with huge breaking news on this new superbug that makes Stuxnet look like a cakewalk. And I believe is a cybersecurity false flag that I've been saying they're going to launch. But first off, here is Holder blowing up at Gohmert over threat of contempt. Here it is.
Promise to do is to provide you and your staff with...
Sir, I've read you what your department promised, and it is inadequate. And I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our attorney general, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You don't want to go there, buddy.
So,
you don't want to go there, okay?
Look at that thug.
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that that is not a big deal to me. I think that it was inappropriate. I think it was unjust. But never think that that was not a big deal to me.
Don't ever he's evil.
Well, I'm
God,
just
he'll
looking
do anything.
For evidence.
Oh, my God.
And
oh my God,
normally we're known by our fruits. And there have been no indications that it was a big deal because your department has still not been forthcoming in producing the documents that were the subject of the contempt.
You guys realize we're in a literal movie, but it's not Captain America where it's fantasy. We're in a movie with the equivalent of Hydra in control. And, of course, they want to shut down the free society, take out their opposition, because then they think they've got a thousand-year rule for them and their compadres. Literal megalomania. Now, let's go to the essence of victory, the Black Arrow, the Windlands against Smog. If this spirit grows, Representative Blake Fahrenthold of saying you're a criminal, because he is a criminal. See, when they commit mass criminal acts in the open, if you don't end up prosecuting them or bare minimum making them resign, it sets the precedent. Holder and all of them are a wedge. When they get on TV and say your kids belong to us, we're going to take your guns, it's meant to freak you out and get you ready for it. It's meant to normalize it. They're meant to get you ready. He is the vanguard. He is a shock troop. You either deal with him politically or they win. They know what they're doing. Let's go to Representative Blake Fahrenthold, who I guarantee you they're going to try to come after.
I'm committed to maintaining the constitutional balance of power and the authority that this branch, this legislative branch, has. And I just don't think it's appropriate, Mr. Holder, be here if an American citizen had not complied with one of the Justice Department subpoenas. They would be in jail, not sitting here in front of testifying. But I realize there are questions to be asked, and I'll yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Gowdy.
That congressman is scared when he says that. And he should be. Holder has the power. Holder looked at Gohmert, pointed his finger at him, and got away from the fake nice guy act. And literally, and you can see Gohmert. And look, Gohmert's tough. Gohmert knows he's got a literal dragon demon sitting in front of him, with untold blood of people on its hands who will do anything. What do you do in the face of that? You draw your sword, you charge politically. And when they set off a new Oklahoma City, our people will be there this time, and we'll have the video, and we'll blow your operation like we did the Boston bombing fiasco. And no amount of, you know, paramilitary guys you get dressed up in SWAT team outfits running around who don't even know what planet they're on is going to save your operation. It's the thinkers in this world that count. You need to understand that. This is history happening. So you're going to see more and more of this, folks. And as things get worse and worse, they cannot allow freedom on the internet. They cannot allow free speech for their system to go through. They have to exterminate the light. They have to exterminate the liberty. They have to exterminate the freedom, because they can't exist in a world that has that. That's why they're coming for you. You think you're just going to sit out of the game? I'm going to skip this network break. You think you're going to sit out of the game? You think you're just going to sit on the sidelines? That's the most dangerous place to be. You want to be in the arena, full charge, 110% going at it. Commit to it. Let the fear pass through you, and you're done. We're done. We're committed. You want to create an Alamo in Nevada? Do it. You want to create an Alamo right here in Austin? Do it. Want to strike me down? Do it. You want to set me up? Do it. I'm not scared. Understand, I don't lose when you do it. I win. I'll be quite frank with you. It's not the kind of victory I want. My flesh does not want it. My spirit's willing, though. And my spirit runs my body. It's in control, and you can't have it. You can't get at it. It doesn't belong to you. And I see you. I know you. And I will not stand here while you run amok amongst the innocent. The giant that is human liberty and compassion and creativity and honor is rising to meet the Leviathan threat of evil. Sir Isaac Newton. For every action, there's an opposite, an equal reaction, or equal and opposite reaction. You are that reaction. You are what God formed you to be in your womb of your mother. Predestined, if you took it in your hands, the free will to become predestined. That gift is already there if you take it in your hands. Or do you take the predestined will of your father, the devil. That's a big question. Holder tried to rise up and intimidate people, but you can see the fear in his eyes. The fear of knowing that there is no stopping liberty. There is no stopping justice. There is no stopping humanity's life force. If we take the destiny God has offered us in free will and say, we want to be good, we want to be honorable, we want to be loving, we want to be strong, we want to be true blue, we want to be real. We want a society based on productivity and truth, not one on lies. I'm going to Paul Watson. But you talk about productivity and lies, and we're going to be getting into it coming up in the next hour with the farmer, the rancher. There's an article out today about record high beef prices, the highest they've ever been. And there's nothing in the article, we'll put it up on screen, about why record beef prices or why people aren't producing beef. Because they bought up and used the government to shut down all the small, good meatpacking facilities, almost all of them. LA Times reports. They shut them down and only allow big agribusiness that radiates it and sprays liquid viruses on it to, quote, kill the bacteria. You can look that up, ABC News. They set up a deal with the meat packers. There's not real cattle auctions anymore. If they are, they're very rare. My family's been in the cattle business forever, and people just got out of it. I know major ranchers, some of the biggest in Texas, and they've sold their herds last year. They got out of the business. And you know why they did? Because everything was actuaried where you couldn't make a profit anymore. But record gouging and prices for the people, that's a rigged economy. Everything they did with taxes and regulations on the ranchers themselves, and then on what they could sell. They get record low when you sell the cow under record regulations, and then the meat packers and the distributors give you the highest prices ever paid in this country. We can't even produce enough beef for our country and import about a third of it now when we could supply the world with beef in 1957. We could supply the world with beef. And now we can't supply half our country with it. That's the bondage of the fraud, Eric Holder-style world. The poverty of living under mafia trash. And no one knows why, because no one knows the technicals. But don't worry, the globalists have got special deals with Brazil to bring in the beef. Now, and they'll waive the regulations that are on American producers. See, it's all set up where you can't compete, you can't survive, roll over, go on welfare, and die. And if you try to run your cattle on public land that we've been doing for hundreds of years, well, here come 250 armed SWAT team members with drones and armored vehicles swearing they're going to kill you. That's land of the free, home of the brave. Paul Watson joins us. Paul, I wanted to get you on to get your take on this, but I know we've been saying they're going to launch a cybersecurity attack to get cybersecurity passed. They've already put it in place. General Alexander and Clapper, Kurt Nemo wrote 3 years ago, came out and both reported that, oh, in their own Pentagon briefings, we'll launch false flag attacks to get this passed. Came out in the BBC 2 weeks ago that the British government's been launching false flags to bring in internet control. We know Stuxnet was launched by the U.S. and Israel, which they then used to try to pass cybersecurity, an industrial virus, and industrial reactor systems and other programs. And now we have just something so mega massive, I don't know what to say. Major bug called Heartbleed exposes internet data. Almost every internet transaction system and the algorithm code used to encrypt it, the keys to it, which, again, the NSA developed all this or bought it, Now they're the main suspects because they stand to gain from it. They're now releasing the keys. They'll come out with a patch that's the new system that's their surveillance grid. That's the prime projection. It's speculation by me with all the dots, but guaranteed that's it. I mean, I know that's it. And my gut says it's never been wrong. You can see all the pieces right on time. It's an attack on the internet itself. Heartbleed bug threatens web traffic. Financial Times of London. They say it's a threat to the internet itself. Heartbleed bug undoes web encryption, reveals Yahoo passwords. This is a mega crisis in banking, just unfolding. A massive security bug, open SSL, could affect a huge chunk of the internet. It's already happening. Major governments like Canada are announcing they're suspending online transactions in government, in taxes. I mean, this is a mega crisis. I believe this is staged to get cybersecurity worldwide that's lined up to pass everywhere, to end web freedom as we know it, to bring in total surveillance. The patch will be the new mega jack into all systems, because if you have the encryption that's used system-wide, you have the internet. Paul Watson, do you agree with that analysis? Can we get Reuters to do a prime projection report?
Well, what I find amazing about it, Alex, is the fact that this has been going on for 2 years and they've only just announced it. It's a vulnerability in the open SSL system, which is where you put in a password.
But they've now published how to do it, is the point. The keys have now been leaked.
Yeah, they were leaked 2 days ago when people were doing it. And Yahoo Mail has been completely compromised. They're talking about at least 500,000 major websites. The encryption keys have been totally exposed. It's the system where you put in your password. One server sends it to another server. Those encryption keys that are supposedly protecting that information have been exposed and vulnerable for 2 years. So this is, they're calling it an 11 out of 10 on the scale of internet crises. So
yeah, they're announcing it so hackers will then copycat and exploit it to create a organic triggered false flag, kind of like Arab Spring. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they're only patching up the vulnerabilities now. So there are still a ton of websites open to this, which is why the experts are now telling everybody to change all their passwords immediately. And even that might not help, because those password changes could then be intercepted as well. So the projection that it could be some kind of NSA false flag, I mean, I would imagine they were in on it from the start, from 2 years ago. And we know that Greenwald recently said there are major revelations coming up from the Snowden documents, bigger than anything we've seen before. So I wonder if it's related to this in any way. But
well, the way to write the articles is you have them launching all these false flags before, and now they're trying to pass cybersecurity again. It's perfect timing. What does your gut tell you, Watson?
Well, I don't need my gut. I just look at the past 4 years. Stuxnet in 2010. You predicted on September 27, 2010, that it was a false flag, US and Israel. For months afterwards, we were called conspiracy theorists. And then a few months later, it was admitted that, yes, it was launched by the US.
I would guess Microsoft launched this. Stay there.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the rancher at the center of a huge international crisis now as hundreds of feds arrive with weapons out in Nevada joining us coming up. But Paul Watson, you know, I don't toot our horn that it came out in the London Telegraph that the Assad regime reads InfoWars and uses our analysis at their highest levels of their intelligence, or that the Russians do. And it's not that they're looking at us as propaganda. They're looking at us for analysis. It comes out that, you know, Stratfor is attacking us covertly in their emails and then, you know, demonizing us and trying to run programs to discredit us, feeding that info to the CIA. We see ourselves on the White House enemies list. We see ourselves being attacked by MSNBC, CNN, Nightline. I mean, the list goes on and on. The fact is, we really know what we're talking about, and I don't toot my horn. I forgot that I came out when Stuxnet came out and no one knew where it was. They're trying to blame Russia or somebody, and I said it's going to be the U.S. and Israel against Iran's nuclear program. It's not a hard guess, because they were given access to the Microsoft kernel, which only Microsoft has and is a super secret. Well, Microsoft is above government in the eugenics platform IBM front under the aegis of Thomas Watson and his eugenics program. And he gave his whole wealth to that program. So for antitrust, they opened up Microsoft as their front. Most people don't know that. But the whole point is that this is a very serious situation. And now they're going to push for web censorship, web taxing, web control, in the name of protecting it. You got 3 minutes. Thanks for popping in. We need to get on this, Paul. What else do you have to say on the subject?
Well, back in 2010, 2011, when Stuxnet first arose, they cited that as a reason to control the internet, even though China was doing almost exactly the same thing at the same time. You remember Lieberman appeared on CNN and cited Stuxnet as a reason that they need to control the internet. They need to regulate the
internet. And I correctly said it was the U.S. and Israel and Microsoft. Go ahead.
You said that on September 27, 2010, and we still got the video in the original article. Then The Economist, CNN, and many others came out and said that basically anyone who believes that the US and Israel is behind Stuxnet is a conspiracy theorist. I've got the quotes in the article, Stuxnet, another conspiracy theory that turned out to be true. And if you remember, that was actually a virus designed to make it appear as if nuclear power stations were running normally, when in fact, and the quote here is from a security expert, behind the scenes, they were heading for destruction. So the most dangerous thing you could do, and now this Stuxnet is still infecting Russian nuclear power plants, the most dangerous thing you could do, they created this virus, blamed it on Russia and China, then tried to use it to censor the internet while it threatens nuclear meltdowns at plants around the world. This is how insanely out of control they are.
And people ask, whose side are we on? I'm on the side of not having nuclear plants go down, have war with Russia. I'm on the side of peace. And I'm sick of these crazy agents of chaos, order out of chaos, that are running our society, Paul.
It boggles the mind that they would engage in such activity. But this heartbleed's been going on for 2 years. They're talking about having access to everybody's email password. This is going to have the NSA's fingerprints all over it. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Because, you know, that's what we've seen before with the technology that's been revealed recently.
It's ridiculous.
Where they can beam computers from a distance and lift the data from them. So
the truth is the globalists aren't that smart. It's easy to be evil and wreck stuff, and they do it and say they're geniuses. And the problem is the good people let these nutcases do this. Paul Watson, get on it. Special reports. I want the whole crew on it. This is a big deal. They're going to push the internet takeover off this. As you said, you can bet your bottom dollar on it. Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. And give out your Twitter for folks to follow you there as well.
It's Twitter.com/PrisonPlanet.
And I'm at Real Alex Jones. All right. Thank you, Paul Waddy. There goes Paul Watson. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back with the rancher standing up against BLM tyranny, standing up for the grazing rights of all Americans. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a major situation brewing we've been covering in the last week and a half. DrudgeReport.com was the first to start carrying our articles. Now corporate state-run media has been also now jumping on board. Nevada governor blast feds First Amendment area in Bundy dispute. And I've studied this because my family is in ranching. And the late, great Derry Brownfield here on the network, who is a famous cattleman and talk show host, had all his problems in Missouri and the rest of the country covering what would happen with state and federal land, where some areas, 80%+ of the land is federal. And they're shutting down roads that have been there for hundreds of years in some cases. They're cutting off access to water over sucker fish that aren't even indigenous in Klamath Falls, Oregon, into northern California. Bottom line, there's a war on ranchers and on farmers. We've seen famous cases in Minnesota where there's five-generation families that have a few hundred acres and that state and federal parks encroach, grab the land around them, and then one day they just put padlocks on the gate, won't let you into your property, and then next they kick you off and the rangers move into your house. That happened right across the Golden Gate Bridge, the thousands of acres that was owned by private groups and neighborhoods. They kicked the folks out and they made it a recreation area for the private federal workers. I was out in Big Bend and saw a huge area that's just for them. So this is basically the servants power grabbing, and they, under Agenda 21, which is a UN treaty, they want people off the land. Over 90% of Nevada is federal and state property. Last time I checked, 7 to 8% roughly is privately owned. Now, can the citizens have 8%? Now, they have open grazers. They made the movie Open Range. It was a composite of range war real events that happened. In fact, that movie is actually based on true events. They just changed the names. Just like The Patriots, based on three true people composited with Mel Gibson. This is a big deal. And in the past, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, big corporations would come in. I'm just giving you an update before we go to the gentleman who's standing up for all our property rights. They would come in with Pinkerton Security, Rockefeller Security, famous cases in Colorado that kill whole towns of people, bringing in paramilitary soldiers, burning towns down, burning out farmhouses. This has been done before, and people would arm up, and they would go and literally have firefights from Tennessee to Colorado, from Texas to Wyoming, from Utah to California, from Vermont to Florida. This has been going on. Basically, Boss Hogg comes in with the feds and takes over. Now, Cliven Bundy, his family's been there since the 1870s, back before it was even a territory and then a state. They've been running their cattle there, off their land onto the BLM, and they're claiming, oh, we have a tortoise, like the cave bug or the golden cheek warbler. They've been caught planting them in other areas. They've been caught planting pumas in areas from Florida and Colorado. You know about that. This is their excuse, and let me tell you, the average park ranger's nice, but when you get into these BLM, these armed people, they are rude, they are mean. I've run into them. I mean, you'll say hi to them walking out of a park bathroom, and they'll just growl at you. And that's because they want them to be imperious. Now, here's the headlines. And we're going to our guest till about 40 after. He's a very busy man. He's got 300 head of his cattle that have already been stolen. He didn't even know they're alive. A lot of times the BLM just locks them up and lets them die. Nevada governor blasts feds, First Amendment in Bundy. Says the constitutional rights are sacred to Nevadans, and Nevadans are massing. So now the 250 troops and armored vehicles have pulled back for now. They're going to wait till later. Rancher, armed feds are surrounding my farm. Last man standing, Washington Beacon. Range war with BLM. Hundreds rally for Nevada cattle rancher. And I tell you, it just looks like all the Texas ranchers I know. You notice beef prices are at record levels. People are all getting out of the business, folks. They're making it impossible. They've got the meat packing rig, you name it. Now, that's my four-minute breakdown. I appreciate Mr. Bundy joining us. BundyRanch.blogspot.com. Cliven, thank you so much for your courage. I want to give you the floor of why you're making this stand. The mainstream media spins it like this old guy claims, why, he has a natural right to this. Well, yeah, under common law and the Constitution, you've been there before it was a state. You've had continual use. Possession's nine-tenths of the law. It's called open range. Explain it to him, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me on your show today. It is a privilege to talk to America. You know, the first thing I want to explain to America, I do live in America. I live in the sovereign state of Nevada. And
that's right.
And you know what? So, in other words, I live within a state with borders around it, and then I also live in the Clark County, Nevada, which has also borders around it. We the people do have sovereignty here. At least that's what I thought when I was growing up, and through the years I thought we had our sovereignty. Right now, what it looks like is we have a central government with unlimited power, and they've taken over our state sovereignty. They've taken over our state laws. They've taken over the access to our public land, and they have taken over our sheriff's policing power.
Very well said. Very well said. Continue.
You know, to bring you up to date a little bit about what we're up against, for about 3 weeks, the BLM has been staging compounds, making like an army camp, bringing in all their communication, their vehicles, their equipment. They also have hired a contract cowboy with helicopters and trucks and trailers and panels and hay and water and all of those things to service their horses so they could go out. And these are what we call contract cowboys. A contract cowboy is an ugly word in the West. It's not so. But anyway, so now what we've got a lockup, lockout situation on the public lands of Clark County, Nevada. We've got a lockup situation on Bundy Ranch. They've surrounded me with many vehicles and armed men and top surveillance, and they even have snipers placed around the area. And so we're in a lockup type situation. My cattle, they range on a large area here. It's desert, southwest desert, large area. The cattle run similar to what a deer would run or an elk on the wild. Their habitat is the same. I've been locked away from these cattle for about 3 weeks to where I haven't been able to check to see if they're having trouble with calving. It's calving season right now. The waters on this desert, very important. I have to do a lot of maintenance and making sure they have water. I haven't been able to do that. And now, the last few days, I've seen the helicopters running, the cowboys' trucks, the large convoys of government vehicles, and they're moving around my ranch, rounding up my cattle. They brought approximately 300 head into Krells, and they're holding them. And so right now, that's their challenge. How are we going to get these cattle out of the trail and get them back on?
I understand, sir, and I want to get into all that with you. But for those that don't understand public land and the fact that out in your state, it's over 80 plus. I think it was, what's the latest numbers on how much land in Nevada is federal?
Yeah, it's approximately 90%. But when you say federal, you know, I don't agree with that. I call this Nevada state land. How in the Constitution, how in this world could the federal government claim?
Mr. Bundy, land? I agree with you. And all over the country, in areas where they've got 70, 80, 90% in different states, they're grabbing up everything. I know, I agree with you. You were there before. It's your ranch. They showed up and declared it theirs, but you still had grazing rights. And now I guess they're going to claim your house and everything belongs to them. Explain that to people.
Okay, well, I want to explain to you rights. When we talk about rights on public land.
Yes, sir. Explain it to us because you're the expert.
I do not own all of the rights to these public lands. I only own part of those rights. I'll go through the rights I own. I own the forage. I own the water. I own access rights, and I own range improvements. And then I own all of the rights that we, the people, the public, things like being able to go fishing, hunting, camping, sightseeing, those type of rights. I retain those rights. Now, let me explain to you how I get rights for, say, grazing, being able to run my cattle out on this open range. A right that you don't have as a public. Those rights were created through beneficial use.
That's right.
What beneficial use was is back in 1877 when my forefathers and others come to this land. When they come in here with a team of horses and pull in a wagon, and when they unhooked that harness buckle and took that horse away from that wagon, the first thing that horse needed was a drink of water. So they took him over here to the spring or the creek, and they give that horse a drink of water. As the first sip that horse took started to create a right. Through beneficial use, that horse started to create rights on the land.
And by the way, this isn't some legal theory you're putting out. This goes back to Leviticus, British common law, U.S. common law, state law. What you're saying is absolutely true. That's where water rights, staking your claim. If you were the first guy to go find the gold vein on land that wasn't claimed, it was yours.
And that's what Nevada state law is based on, is those first preemptive rights, those rights that was created. And, of course, now then when that horse sipped that water, he started to create that right. And that right now is registered with the state of Nevada water law. And that is a valid.
And I want to tell everybody
it's real property. And so now now the next thing that horse needed is need something to eat. Well, they didn't have a bale of hay or a sack of grain in the back of the wagon. They took him up the wash here and started to feed him a piece of grass or a bite off of a bush, a brush. And that started to create
the
beneficial use of the forage.
Mr. Bundy, we got a break. This is riveting information. I want to talk about the massing the paramilitary forces, the snipers, what you think they're going to do next, sir. Stay with us.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling. Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, rolling.
Old Rowdy Yates.
All the things I'm missing, good Beatles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
So head them up, move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up.
All right, folks.
Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, cut them out.
Clive and Bundy joins us. This is a short segment. He's with us in the next segment as well. Then I'll get into the mass school stabbing. Are they going to ban knives? Well, England's actually calling for licenses to have knives. I'm not joking. Butcher knives. But, sir, it's established state law, common law. You've been using that land since your great-great-granddaddy. Who was it? Your great-great-great-granddaddy that came in and started using the land there and getting the water rights and surface rights, the forage rights in 1877?
Yes, it was my great-great-great back there four, 5 or 6 generations ago. And they started to establish these rights by beneficial use of the water and the forage and the access rights, because they had to build all of their own trails and roads in them days. And from that time to this point in time, it's been continuously used. I say my rights are either I've inherited my rights or I've bought my rights. You got to remember that back in those days, there was a lot of other. There was more pioneer settlers here than just my grandfather, and they was creating rights also. And over the years, those rights have been either traded or bought, and now they're down to me. And so I've either inherited my rights or I've bought them.
All right, shifting gears out of that, we've settled that. The media says you claim you've got a right because you were there first, counting on the ignorance of the public. Hundreds of armed men, snipers, get into that. I saw on the news 200-foot poles with surveillance cameras, helicopters. They've got to be spending millions of dollars. They've already grabbed 300 of your head of cattle. You're not allowed to see them. I mean, describe the police state and what's going on there. And I'd imagine a lot of these cowboys and people would probably like to have a little word or two with these mercenaries.
You know, getting on that subject, sort of sad to think your fellow cowboys would be here stealing your cattle, and I can't really call them my fellow cowboys, but they're got the name of contract cowboys, which is a dirty name in the West. Talking to what's going on here, let's go back 2 or 3 weeks ago when we see the BLM and the government people staging their pounds. They brought, lots of equipment in here, and they're staging their, approximately 200 armed men here. And they're armed not with just sidearms. They're armed with heavy military-type weapons, sniper equipment, and, of course, all the spy and high-powered cameras and surveillance equipment. And that equipment's been set up around my home farm, and also where we're staging a protest area, that all that stuff were, in other words, we're being surveyed and probably listened to 24 hours a day here.
Well, sure, with the NSA, you can guarantee they're illegally listening to you right now. What do you want to say on air, sir, to the people that are spending millions of dollars to steal your cattle and destroy everybody's grazing rights nationwide? You know, they're trying to set a precedent with you, just one man standing. What do you want to say to the establishment?
Well, I'd like to talk to the public just a little bit. You know, this is your government acting this way, and I'm a producer. I actually convert this desert into an edible commodity for you to eat. And so I feel like that I'm a valid rancher. I'm a producer for American people. Now he's talking about this military type. I don't know what you call it, invasion. A government with unlimited power, a central government with unlimited power. I have a hard time believing this is happening in the United States. Now, these people that are doing this, I'm saying that America is not going to stand for this. We're going to stand for our Constitution. We're going to stand for our state rights and our local policing power. Those three things we will stand, and we will stay here after all the cows are gone, and we're still going to stand. America will not give up those freedoms and liberties that we fought so hard for the last almost 400 years we've fought for this. We're not going to give this up.
Beautifully said. I want to give you the floor to continue, Mr. Bundy, in a final segment with you straight ahead. Meanwhile, the IRS office in Dallas plastered with pro-Obama stickers, screensavers, as the Democrats celebrate on MSNBC, openly saying, basically, arrest anybody who's conservative with the IRS. This is like a Soviet takeover, folks. By the way, Stalin did this to the Ukrainians. What's happening to Mr. Bundy?
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I tell you, whenever you talk to one of these ranchers from Missouri or Nevada or Texas, or it could even be in Minnesota, these old guys that just work on the land every day and work from dusk till dawn, and their families are just so straight shooters, good people. It actually makes me really sad, because both my grandfathers were just like this guy. In fact, my mom's dad looks just like this guy. And it makes me angry, because this country used to be so free compared to this, and we are just being overrun by the feds. Themselves under UNESCO and the UN and the Agenda 21 Treaty and Bill Clinton's executive order, they already took millions of acres. It was almost 2 million in 1997. Clinton laid them off use in Utah. And it had been public land people had grazing rights on. They just stole them, even though the law said they couldn't. Some families there longer than Mr. Bundy. And it turned out it had the only clean-burning coal in North America in it that could pass the EPA rules, had no mercury in it. Now, it turned out China had the only other reserves in the world. And so their coal doubled in value literally in 1 month, and it turned out Bill Clinton was invested in it. So there's all sorts of scams going on here. But I already showed the article out of the LA Times where we don't know why it's the highest beef prices everywhere. I guess it's the drought and ranchers getting out of it. No, my family, after ranching in Texas since 1829, is basically getting out of it. Still got a couple hundred head, but that's, used to have thousands. I'm not going to say names of some of my friends, but folks, you've heard them on the air, some really good, well-known, big ranchers. I'm talking tens of thousands of heads of Black Angus. They sold their herd last year, selling their 12,000-acre ranch. They're done. You cannot make money in it, and the government harasses you. And that's why beef prices are off the charts, and the big meat packers run scams now. There's no real auctions anymore. And I know Mr. Bundy could talk about that. I'm ranting. It just frustrates me to come from a long farming, ranching heritage and to see it absolutely being destroyed. We could supply the world in the late 1950s with beef. We can't even supply ourselves now. We are cursed with filthy government. We're becoming poor because of the globalists and their program of Agenda 21, not because we just can't produce anymore. Now, I'm ranting. Mr. Bundy, talk about the forces they're massing. So they've moved back into their military camps. How many more head of cattle do you have? Where do you expect this to go? You told me the militia's there. What's happening? You've got the floor.
Well, one thing that's happened, and they have rounded up and stole 300 of my cattle. They've got them in a compound. They're on the ranch yet. The only thing needs to be open. The gate needs to be opened up, but let those cattle go back their natural habitat, and those cattle would be out there raising, use some more beef. But what's happening here is that the force has actually kept me from operating and taking care of my cattle, and of course they have used great forces expressed here to gather these cattle. Let me explain a little bit about where we are politically, I guess. Or, hang on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and get into that. I know you've been doing a lot of interviews and are tired.
Yeah, that's all right. I've got interruptions here. Okay, excuse me, but I want you to understand that we're fighting a government here with unlimited power. And, you know, we talk about ownership and property. And I've tried to lay out the fact that I do live in a state. We do. This is a sovereign state of Nevada. This is the property of Clark County, the people. We, the people of Clark County, Nevada, owns this land, and then we're fighting against this government that was making a show to United States people that they have this power to basically take over our state, our state law, and you know, or even our sheriff power. And so we're standing here with a question in our mind. Who is going to have this power when we're done with it? You know that that was sort of something that the people of the Revolutionary War fought. When we seemed to me like we're in the same position as those people were. How are we going to get our liberties back? We've been here in this country for 200 years, from our Pilgrim fathers to our Patriot fathers, and we still don't have our freedoms and liberty. And so we fight the strongest government in the world, the British Army. They had to, and guess what we did? We won. And then we created our states and a constitution, and Nevada come under a statehood under equal footing. We do have our liberty and freedoms according to our constitution, but here on this land, we've lost them at this time right now. So we've got a battle to gain our constitution liberties back.
So your bottom line, like Paul Revere, you're making your stand. You're telling folks we're being overrun by an out-of-control tyranny, UN-run. It literally is in the treaties, folks. And they want this land. They want the precedent for receivership for the national debt to kick people off their own land or to kick them off the land they have surface rights and forage rights and water rights to. And if they can do this to Mr. Bundy, they can do it to anybody. Now, you have seen a lot of support. What do you make of the governor beginning to tepidly, but at least he's doing it, criticize the feds? I mean, I think the governor ought to call out the state police and point out the state law and common law, and they ought to start arresting people for stealing those cattle.
Well, they should. By state law, they definitely should be doing this, and the governor should be the lead of this. He should say this will not happen in the state of Nevada, and we. And I want to stress this point. I ranked by all of the laws of the state of Nevada. I ain't ranked by the United States federal codes very little. In other words, I disobey and give no jurisdiction and authority to the federal government, but I give honor and pledge to all of the laws of the state of Nevada. Now, our governor is the leader of this. He should be the one that's fighting this battle, not me. He should be the one that's saying, hey, these cattle are stolen cattle. This is a valid right. Open the gates and get these cattle back home.
Well, bottom line, I've looked at the law. I know the laws. They are violating the laws. And what do you think of the 250 armed troops, militarized aircraft, surveillance poles, surveilling your house? I mean, it's an army for one rancher. It just shows how disconnected this government is.
Well, it shows how disconnected this government is, but look at how disconnected we the people are. How would we ever believe this could happen to a rancher, individual, a family ranch? I mean, why would they show this kind of force? It's sort of a hard question, but I'll tell you, we feel danger. We feel our liberties and freedoms are gone. We feel access to our land's gone. besides feeling that they stole their cattle. It's just really quite confusing why this government would do what they're doing. But let me tell you why. You know what I tell them when they come and try to put the force in, they want to know what I'll do. And what I say I'll do, I said I'll do whatever it takes. And they want to know what that means. Well, I will do whatever it takes to preserve our rights and liberties and our statehood. And so, because I make that statement, they seem to say, well, this man, he can't stand. We're going to have to take him down. And so they're putting that much pressure on me and my family and my property that they could actually show America that they have strength enough to take this last man down. And that's where they're at.
Well, that's right. And we've seen thousands of people, hundreds at a time, showing up to support you. And I think, you know, they know they're going to have a major propaganda defeat if they do set you up or do something. No one's going to buy it if they plant drugs on you, whatever. But the sky is the limit with these criminals. Specifically, let's get into the mainstream media we've heard where they're implying you're saying you're going to be violent or whatever, which you haven't really said. If they're going after your property, what's the line in the sand? I mean, they've already stolen 300 of the cattle. Now they've got snipers aiming at the peaceful crowds. They arrested people, for those that don't know. Well, the governor's spoken out, who just stood there on the side of the road with their signs. The feds, the BLM says that's not allowed in America either. They're not just trampling property rights and land use rights. They're now trampling the First Amendment as well.
But yes, I've had two kids, two of my children hassled, and one of them arrested and abused. And then after 2 days, they turn him loose on the streets of Las Vegas without, even charging him with anything serious at all. In other words, they're abusive. And, that's something that we're having a hard time with.
Yeah. Describe what happened there. Yeah, were they just kidnapped one of your sons?
Well, he was along the side of the state highway. And they took and surrounded him. He was actually taking pictures on the right away of the state highway. They surrounded him with vehicles and armed people. Took him to down. Stood on his head. Stood on his neck. Ground his head into the rocks and gravel. And then they put handcuffs on him and just tight as they could. Abused him. Threw him in the car. He sat in a truck, he said truck, I don't know how, opener, how it was, for like 4 hours over in the same compound where they got the cattle. And then they transferred him to Henderson, Nevada, put him in the jail house there and stayed there overnight. The next day they transported him to the United States courthouse in Las Vegas, and it was real rough and abusive. And his expression to me and the media, he said, I really thought they was going to hang me, kill me. He said, I felt like my life was over. That's how rough this treatment. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, things changed. He said, I loosed my shackles, went and got me a sack lunch, and they kicked me out on the streets of Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, no, they'd like under NDAA to just disappear him. And I'm not just saying that as rhetoric. That's where this is going, and all the Homeland Security training is gun owners, veterans, property rights activists, libertarians, conservatives, Christians. I mean, you read what they're training for, and they literally think asking questions or videotaping is criminal, and they would love to just drag us all off and throw us in dungeons. Now, they knew when it backfired they kidnapped your son, they had no standing, that they let him back out. But I know they've arrested others as well, demonstrating, and the governor's now spoken out. I just don't get how these feds think they're God and are such shameful, dishonorable, evil people.
Let's talk about the governor. You brought that up a few minutes ago. The governor did make a stand, and we've got to understand what he's talking about here. Remember, the United States now has unlimited power. They've taken over all of even the area. And he was taken along the, interstate highways, between the highway and the fencing. They've taken over those areas. And they've staged two places where they said we could exercise our First Amendment rights. And so there's a little fenced off orange trail. I call it the pig pen. They've got two of those. And in that pig
pen. Yeah, imagine out in the middle of the desert on state highways, they're telling citizens they can't use it or have it. Yeah. They only have it in these little FEMA camps, these little micro prisons where they can stand around with guns trained on you.
Yeah, and you can get inside of those and you can exercise your First Amendment rights. And anything out Clark County area is off bounds. And if you get if you try to exercise a right there, then they treat you like my son. I had a daughter; they treated almost the same way. Only they didn't take her to jail. And so that's how much freedom we have here. Now our governor, and I, you know, bless his heart, he did have enough gumption to say, BLM, would you please take down these signs on these pig pens, let's put it that way. And this morning I did make a circle. The signs are off, one of them, but the other, and the signs are still up. So
no, it's a criminal group on state highways erecting things, telling you, it'd be like saying you have free speech, it exists at the bottom of the Marianas Trench, or you have a First Amendment, it exists on Pluto, but you can't get there. This is a sick joke. It's been overthrown in court. And it literally shows that they want to shut down our First Amendment. I mean, this is outrageous. What do these BLM people think is going to happen to their future when there's no checks and balances? They are insane.
Yeah, and that's where the way they're acting. I mean, if he was here today interviewing me, we'd have to be inside that pig pen, around that fence, in the back of that First Amendment area sign, in order for us to be legal.
So if I tried to walk up and down the road or walk up to their camp and talk to them, they'd probably punch me in the nose.
No parking, no access closed, locked gates, four or five vehicles stopping you from going and actually.
Well, you know what else the BLM's doing all over the country and land they've grabbed criminally as pirates? You know, they're blocking the roads with rocks. They're blocking roads that have been used for hundreds of years. Has that been going on in your area?
Yes, it has. And they've got designated routes and road closure signs all over this area. I've fought against that for years. I've fought against the backcountry byways because what they was doing on the backcountry byways, and that's what they want to do here also. They'll tell the public, we're not closing off your access. We're actually giving you a backcountry byway. But we're talking about 600,000 acres of public land here, and they've created a backcountry byway of 51 miles, I believe it is, sort of a tear-shaped circle. So they will give you the access to 51 miles of this your public land. But here's the restrictions. It's like a sidewalk. You stay on the sidewalk, and if you get off on the grass, you're going to get a $500 fine.
Now, that's right. It's a criminal government telling us our public land, we can't use it. First, they shouldn't have control of it anyways. It should be given to the state. It should be sold.
It should be sold, and it should be... this is a public land. We can still call it public land, but it belongs to we, the people of Clark County. And you know, I only have rights here. The public should be welcome here. It's their land.
These people are despicable scum. No one should talk to them at church. No one should serve them when they come in restaurants. Everyone should turn their backs on them.
Well, we the people are going to have to make this stand, and that's what we're doing right now. We're making this stand.
So do you know when the next flashpoint's coming? Or are they just going to keep beating people up, training guns on you, stealing cows, stomping around, acting tough?
Flashpoint going on right now in Richfield, Utah, right at the present time.
Hey, well, do one more. I'll have you gone at the end of the hour. I know you got to go. Tell us about that flashpoint. We're going to be right back. This is very important, folks. It's all part of tyranny via zoning. Agenda 21. We sell the book, Behind the Green Mask, at InfoWarsStore.com. You give it to all your county commissioners, all your city council. Educate people in your area, your sheriff. I want to now go back to Mr. Bundy, bundyranch.blogspot.com. And folks, they're, you know, shoving his daughters and sons' face in the ground. They're taking people to jail. They're beating people up. They're just an arrogant group of just scum, of mercenaries. And I run into these BLM people, you'll say hi to them, and they just bug their eyes out, stick their chest out, like mentally ill, super hardcore ex-con prisoners. In fact, people in prison don't act like this in most cases. They are just, they're just scum. I don't have any other way to say it, is they want to treat people bad. And I'm not saying all the Rangers are like that, or the firefighters for the BLM. I know them, they're nice. It's the enforcers, because the government wants a bunch of scum. I know you got to go, Mr. Bundy. You've said you'll come on with your wife on the nightly news soon to give us updates. I may even come out there, even though I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest trying to run this operation. But this is big, and it's important. In closing, what's the other flashpoint you were talking about?
Okay, right at the present time in the central Utah, there's an auction called Our Livestock Auction there, and they've contracted with the federal government to sell my cattle, my stolen cattle. And right now there's a protest, a picketing going on, and several hundred people marching with signs around that auction yard facility. And so at this present time, they are action. We are in action. We, the people, are protesting this thing. This afternoon, I know they're going to be a trail ride with off-road vehicles, move across all of this closed area in protest. I don't know how many people will be involved there. This afternoon, there's a town board meeting, and they're talking about several hundred people being there. They want me to come there and speak to them. So there's a lot of action. The main action that needs to happen now is we need to get those cattle out of these corrals, and we need numbers of people, and we need to go in there with force and say, hey, these cattle need to go home. And that's part of the actions of this day.
So you're calling. So today is the day where you guys are intending to go in and free your cattle.
Well, if we have the numbers here, it could happen today. Yes, and there's a lot of media here. You know, I'm on you. I'm going to be on Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck for 2 or 3 hours this afternoon. So we've got the media, we got the force, we need the people here. It's the only thing we're needing to lack in number, and a lot of our people are in Utah, and then they'll be back here this evening.
Man, I tell you, this could be how the shot heard around the world happens, in this case or others that are happening. If they ever fire on innocent, peaceful people trying to take stolen cattle and act like the mercenaries they are, this could turn into 1776 very quickly.
Yeah, and we're totally disgusted with this type of government, and I don't think we, the people, are going to stand it. And I'm not going to stand. I'm going to stand as long as it takes and do whatever it takes to get this job.
Incredible. Well, we'll get updates from you in the next few days, sir, to find out what unfolds. We'll be following it. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon, Mr. Bundy.
America is the greatest land on earth, and we have an inspired constitution that's act like it.
God bless you, sir. Guys, talk to him real quick so we can get him back on. Go ahead and try to set him up for tomorrow real quick with his wife. I appreciate their time. By the way, I just did an hour and 57 minutes. Didn't plug anything. Your other radio shows, they plug every segment. I get so obsessed with this, I don't even plug stuff to pay the bills. We try to bring you the best products at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the ProPure G2 filters that cut out the glyphosate fluoride, 10% off promo code WATER, whether it's the InfoWarsLife.com, best supplements out there, the Lung Shield, the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Supermel Vitality, the coffee that I'm drinking right now, so good, organic. InfoWarsLife.com. Stand with us, folks. Buy products from us. And you say what you want about Glenn Beck and people like Hannity. At least they support property rights. I mean, it's thank God they're covering it as well. This is a serious situation. But please support us. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Molon Labe Pro Gun shirts. Support us, folks. We'll be right back with the next hour. Your phone calls, a ton of news. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, they have public commons in England. They have public commons in Russia. They have public commons even in communist China. The U.S. is one of the most oppressive now against the use of public land, which they have got 90% of. He corrected me. I thought it was 87. It's now 90% is federal in Nevada. I was using numbers from 6-7 years ago. They've already gotten 3% more. Count the state land. I guess only 4% is privately held. That's not enough for government. They want 100% so they can then hand it over to the multinationals. And, you know, you listen to that old guy whose family's been out there for 6-7 generations. They beat his daughter up. They beat his son up. A bunch of guys in uniforms with guns. If you're off the side of a state highway where you have the grazing rights and water rights under state law since 1877 in the county courthouse, and the feds come over and jump on you and shove your head in the ground, it's unbelievable. I told the story of running into BLM police at Big Ben last year, and I saw this guy twice, and I saw him bugging his eyes out at people when he was walking around by the visitor center, just walking around with his arms out. He was like 6'5", big black guy, just staring at everybody like he wanted to kill him. And then I saw him walking out by a trailhead, by a parking lot the next day, and I said, "Hi." And the guy literally showed his teeth at me. I was like, "Well, you're not too friendly." And the guy started, I mean, just totally on a power trip, I'm God," like the TSA agents do. And then I said hi to some other ones, and they wouldn't talk to me. Because I'm American scum. I'm a piece of trash. They're important. They've got something to do. And of all the police I've run into and federal police, I've run into a bunch of federal marshals. They've always been really nice. I'm sure they do bad stuff. I run into FBI. They're usually more robotic, but not, you know, not too bad. Because most of them are compartmentalized, you know, doing real jobs. Cops are usually pretty nice. But, man, I tell you, you run into ATF or BLM because they're there to steal a right. BLM's there to steal property rights and arrest people. So they got to have people that'll do it. And ATF's there to steal rights. And so they're jerks. And they're beyond jerks when they're slamming people's heads in the ground. And I can't just imagine a bunch of armed guys show up when you got a camera on a state highway and act like you've done something and throw your face in the ground. I mean, that's North Korea. These people are scum. And when the Civil War starts, man, your butt's not going to be worth a nickel. And I don't want to hurt you. I don't want people to hurt you. Why do I want you to have a bad life? Why do I want to have a war with you morons that got all your sniper scopes and, you know, trained to be a Billy Bad Butt, you know, troops? When all you're out doing is stealing people's land and writing tickets and harassing people for a collapsing government. Just any excuse for Ruby Ridge. For 2 years, they tried to make that family inform on local groups they weren't even part of, Randy Weaver. And it all came out that finally they were sick, needed money, and his, quote, buddy kept telling him, "I'll pay $1,000. Just saw this shotgun off for me because you were a Green Beret and you know how to saw off shotguns." And it was the fact that he was a decorated Green Beret from Vietnam is why they hated him. And it was literally, you got the transcripts of the radio stuff that came out in Congress. And they were like, "We'll kill this Green Beret. He thinks he's tough, blah, blah, blah." When they were there shooting his kid in the back, shooting his wife in the head. And the guys doing it, none of them were even combat vets. They were all these guys that have been in the military but never been in combat. And they wanted to kill a Green Beret. By the way, I was talking to Dr. Group yesterday. And he goes, "Stop calling me a Green Beret. I know you think that's funny, but people are calling up. You know, they haven't had Green Berets for 30 years, Alex. I told you I was in Army Special Operations and blah, blah, blah. Plus, I don't even want that on air. So stop saying I'm a Green Beret."
This is ridiculous.
Anyways, folks, but Randy Weaver was a Green Beret in Vietnam. We'll be right back. So was the guy that exposed the weatherman who died last year. What's his name? We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
NATO is saying that Russia is preparing for war. Well, yeah, because NATO is moving weapons in and around Russia and trying to overthrow Russia itself. Again, not defending Russia. Russia didn't start this, though. Under common law, that means the people running our lives are the bad guys. Well, yeah, because they're not Americans. They're globalists. We're going to get into that. Russia is preparing for war on Sweden. Leads to security service concerns. London Independent. Volcanoes all over the Ring of Fire erupting right now. Is the U.S. next as Yellowstone begins to burble? Hank Aaron compares Republicans that oppose Obamacare to the KKK. House Republicans are quietly giving in to Obamacare. New Republic celebrates that. Well, yeah, they're giving in to what they wrote. So we're going to be getting into that. I shouldn't laugh about all this. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And beyond shutting down cattle ranching in this country and in Canada, so the globalists can ship it all in from countries they control, the next level of controlling cattle is to genetically engineer them. The Financial Times reports on that. We're going to be breaking that down as well. This isn't Alex Jones reporting this. This is out of the Express mainstream newspaper. Apocalypse Now, why a rare astrological event last night could herald the end of days. I don't believe that, but a lot of globalists do, and they tend to launch attacks on astrological timeframes and things. We're going to be discussing that coming up. That's a large spectrum. We have a Darren McBrain report that he shot for the Nightly News last night. And I'll tell you, the Nightly News is getting really great. They go out and do all these special reports and interviews and everything and turn them around that same day with just so much research put into them. What a great team we've got. I just thank my lucky stars every day for Darren McBrain and Josh Owens and just John Bowne and Rob Dew and Marcos Morales and Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo and Kurt Nemo and Kit Daniels and, of course, Adon Salazar and Rob Jacobson and the folks that work as auxiliaries. They don't work here officially, but they contribute. Anthony Gucciardi, Mikhail Thalen, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Ehan Watson. I'm not mentioning everybody because I can't. We got 40-something people here, but we should get a whole list of folks and just thank them. Not that they even want to be thanked. It's just that it's so good that we've, over the years, developed this great team. What a brain trust InfoWars is. And I want to give the phone number out to talk about the situation in Nevada. How have you been harassed by the BLM? How have you been treated by park rangers? About 10 years ago, park rangers were getting really rude. Now they're super nice and helpful everywhere I go. And I go to state and federal parks, the people's parks supposedly. But man, BLM and armed park rangers, meaner than rattlesnakes. And they'll watch illegal aliens on the Texas border walk right across it there and write people tickets that got, you know, beer at their campsite. I was sitting there in a hot springs a week and a half ago, right on the Rio Grande River, and there's no crime really to speak of down there because you're 150 miles away from any other cities. So the Mexico-Texas border is very dangerous, and you know, down by Louisville, Laredo and places, but there's nothing really going on there except illegals that go back and forth, mainly selling trinkets, but I didn't see any of them this time. And of course, they got open range cattle and sheep right across on the national park. It's a giant Mexican Chihuahua National Park, bigger than Big Ben. And guess what? You don't see federales down there. I actually looked it up, messing with them. No one would even think, as corrupt as Mexico is, that you don't let the locals that have been there for hundreds of years run their cows and their sheep. I'll tell you why, because whether it's Chiapas or northern Mexico, they won't put up with it, folks. That's how pathetic Americans are. We just put up with not being able to use open range. Just what you're supposed to do in Russia, in China, in Mongolia, they got open range people with sheep out in the big badlands. Because everybody goes, they bring their sheep into the city, they sell them. That creates meat for China, meat for Russia, meat for America. You're supposed to like farmers and ranchers. But I'm sitting there with some of my buddies, and it's the middle of the day, and I'm sitting in a natural hot springs on the edge of the Rio Grande, and all of a sudden we hear, "What are you doing?" And we turn around, and there's one armed BLM park ranger. He's got his hand on his gun. And it was like in a movie where they say, get ready to draw. He sat there with this long, pregnant pause. And I guess he knew who I was and just stared at me. He goes, "That water's a little hot, not very safe. I guess they want to shut it down or something." Probably like 103 degrees. It was awesome. And he just kept sitting there going, like he was going to intimidate me or I was going to crap my swim shorts or something. And I just sat there and we're just like, okay. I was drinking mineral water, you know, in my plastic cup. He was just looking at us like, can he find something to get us for? Something to... It was like three of us just sitting there doing nothing in the middle of the day, taking a few days off. Just sitting there. Just, you know, I'm not allowed to. I'm scum. I just pay your salary, everything. You just suck my blood 24/7, not because you want to squat on me and let me know I'm trash. Then I ran into a firefighter. They were down there doing controlled burns because they said it was invasive cane species. And he goes, oh, we all listen. We all like you, blah, blah, blah. We saw those videos you did about how the park people are mean. He goes, I'm not going to say anymore. I'm not saying they're all bad. It's just that it's out of control, folks. The government wants us to think we're scum. Where do you think this is going out there? I mean, this old guy, this old Cliven Bundy, he's just like what Americans used to be. He's got the surface rights. He's been using it since 1877. It's his. The governor says, no, they've got a right to have their cattle there, but they don't care. They're not supposed to go in with these big machines and tear up the gravel roads all over the tens of millions of acres in this country, but they don't want you out there. They've already started tearing up roads 60 miles into the Arizona border, almost all the way up to Tucson and Phoenix, saying, don't go in here. It's not safe. The illegals just traipse around, burning down ranchers' houses, a dozen at a pop. They've had over a dozen homes burned in one night. And I'm just saying, it's total lawless. If you're totally lawless, they just let you do whatever you want. If you're good and nice and friendly, they bend you over, folks. Let's go to Darren McBrain's report on the bracelets the attorney general, the criminal, wants us all to wear to have guns. And the Homeland Security bracelets they want us to wear to fly on an airplane that have a taser built into them. Here's the report by Darren McBrain.
Attorney General Eric Holder told a House Appropriations Subcommittee that his agency is looking into gun tracking bracelets to be mandatory for all gun owners. One of the technologies that the Department of Justice is looking at is a recent innovation that allows gun owners to only unlock a safe with a fingerprint scan and an RFID-equipped bracelet. Others have even suggested that making GPS tracking and RFID chips mandatory for all registered firearms. Recently, Attorney General Eric Holder suggested that there be some kind of mandatory bracelet that gun owners wear, that only the registered gun owner would have access to that gun because he was wearing a bracelet. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that's good. I mean, especially if they're carrying it around and they have the bracelet on, then I guess people will be a little more comfortable knowing that this person has gone through the process in order to get the gun and it's extremely legal and things like that.
That's genius. Whoever came up with that... good. I like that.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
That sounds like a great idea. It would stop a lot of the violence, obviously, I guess.
I like that idea a lot because I think that it would give people a lot more accountability to say, like, if you want to carry concealed weapon, you need to be able to own that and have people know that you're carrying it by showing them that you're carrying one.
That's absolutely ridiculous and infringes your rights in ways that, and I mean, who decided that safety was more important than my personal liberty and ability to defend my own safety rather than entrusted in them, where they're all the way in Washington making these policies that directly affect my lives in ways that they can't even know.
If they're law-abiding citizens, you put it like a tracking bracelet on them or something.
No.
More guns, less guns, what do you think?
Old school ways, that's what's going to make the streets better.
What's old school?
Back in the 1980s, that's old school.
Like an old-fashioned ass-whooping?
Yes, an old-fashioned ass-whooping.
All right, I'm with you there.
I believe once we allow the government to start to track these individuals, it is abridging our, you know, implied rights to privacy that we may have in our Constitution. However, I think there should be some sort of registration on every gun owner.
Guns are for recreational purposes, and, you know, more than one person's going to be wanting to use it. So,
now, okay, you said a key thing right there. You said it's for recreational purposes. What about, and also for your safety and for, you know, in case somebody breaks into your house, what about against a tyrannical government? It's in the Constitution.
It is in the Constitution, but, you know, that was written 250 years ago.
So you think it's a little outdated?
I'd say it's a little outdated.
Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people and talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear, how guns can be used only by the person who is lawfully in possession of the weapon.
So do you think Obama appointed the right man for the job as far as Attorney General?
I think so. It sounds like he's doing... That's a good suggestion. He's at least thinking critically about the situation and trying to come up with other ideas.
When they put the explosives in OKC?
The Fast and Furious guy?
That's the very same one.
Is he the guy who did the pardon at the end of Bill Clinton's time on that guy that basically bought his own way out of criminality?
So it doesn't really surprise you that it's his brain behind all this?
Not one bit.
That's genius. Whoever came up with that... Good. I like that.
Nice way to end the report with a street banjo player. Great job, Darren McBreen. That's why I want to make McBreen go out and do reports. He's a great reporter. Worked for, what was it, Scripps Howard and a couple other big places doing national videos. He just is a great reporter, and he's an even better video editor in the concepts he comes up with. And, I want McBreen to go out and do one report a week. I mean, that is an absolute set deal for the news division that we send McBreen out once a week. And look, I made Daniels go out. Well, he was ready to do it and do a video report. He did a great job. All of you can do it. And that's what I've proven with this operation. I've hired people that have worked as professional reporters like John Baum, who comes from a long line of journalist family. What, his dad's a Peabody winner, and John's done national radio and reporting. He does a great job. And I know Bound wants to do reports, but he's so busy. I've kind of got project managers, but I haven't created actual designated managers yet, because I've got a few main managers, but then everybody's just so busy working that I've got to just learn how to put people in charge of certain things. But John Bound does a great job on so many fronts. Everybody does. And then the guys behind the scenes here, who don't even want their names known, that run the radio show, it's the most demanding part of this whole operation. For 3-4 hours every day, super, super intense up here. I'm told that the Mighty Drudge Report had us top linked with a report. Armed federal agents surround farm. That's the Free Beacon. Forcibly remove cattle. Governor calls roundup intimidation. Blast First Amendment. The governor, family, Wake Up America, they are taking everything from us. So there's our story up on drudgereport.com. Standoff at Nevada Ranch. See, Drudge, you wonder why the Pentagon watches Drudge, why the State Department watches it, why it's been declassified and come out in lawsuits. They surveil Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge is just an American who loves freedom, and he knows what important news is. A family surrounded with their kids getting beat up for being on the side of a state highway filming 250 armed men with helicopters and armored vehicles, that's news. And now the rancher says if they get enough people there, they're going to peacefully march in to the pens and take the 300 cattle that have been stolen. And, you know, I don't think the feds are lined up with snipers aimed at people to intimidate. And quite frankly, I've been covering this since last week. It shows the power of Infowars.com. We first began covering it. Drudge picked up our stories. Not covering what mainstream tried to set and say was the agenda. Drudge said, oh, this is important. Picked it up. Local news starts covering it. Now Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, they're all covering it today. And then it'll be on Fox News, and then it'll be ABC News tomorrow. And they're going to end up being exposed to stealing these cattle. And you watch, Congress will get involved. That's what we want. We don't want a shootout to happen. But I'm going to tell the feds something. This is the type of thing. You end up shooting some old man, or you end up beating up a bunch of people, it's on, folks. Conservatives and libertarians, don't go out and demonstrate. We don't attack police. We're law-abiding. You are becoming lawbreakers. You work for a corrupt government. And people are sick of it. And let me tell you, out west, people are done being harassed by government. They're done. It's hard to live out west, but people are happy out there on average. And they're tired of being pushed around. And the feds are buying all these weapons and they openly are training. I guess they just want to start something. That's why they're so arrogant and so aggressive. And what will they do once this starts? They'll blow up a federal building, guaranteed, and try to blame it and say the militia blew up a federal building for Bundy. And they'll pick a federal building with a daycare center. Criminals do the same thing over and over again. And this Justice Department is headed up by the man, John P. Holdren, who was the deputy head of the Justice Department and ran the cover-up. We have the emails. You can look up. It was in the Utah papers because the lawsuit's out there that brought it out in federal court. The emails where he was like, this is a D-Day level emergency. This is an emergency. I want our agents down there and I want this shut down and covered up. And what were they covering up? Well, we know from the cops. Of course, they're the cops and medical workers that first showed up are dead. But we know. And we know from Jane Graham, who was told she'd be basically whacked if she didn't shut up. She was there. She can name the federal agents. She would get exercised and take the stairwell through the maintenance hall to the ninth floor. She was in HUD, the head of her department. And she said it. She goes, the reason I recognize them is some of these guys were so good looking that I sat there and started talking to them. She's being an honest woman. A lot of these evil guys are good looking. The whole point is that she sat there and she recognized them later on the news. They were there with gray sticks of butter loading them in, folks. And McVeigh was there as well. They declared national security on those videos. All 18 of them. But two valiant FBI agents leaked the fact that those videos existed and they saw them to the LA Times. And both those guys ended up losing their job over it. Not everybody's bad in the FBI. Most of them grassroots are great people. It's all compartmentalized, folks. Stop being naive. And those FBI agents said they saw that video, folks, and six men got in and out of the Ryder truck and the other two cars. And we know who those men were. German intelligence, ATF, FBI counterterrorism. We know their names. You think it's fun to get up on air and talk about this? I'm risking my life to tell you this. So are the police officers we've had on here to tell you. Imagine being on that department where they killed cops and killed doctors and killed medical workers. And they'll still come on this show and talk about what they saw. Even after they've been told, shut up or you're dead. And I'm telling you, when the Sagebrush Rebellion starts, they're not going to let it be where they shoot some old-timers and people start shooting back at the BLM. The minute that happens, if they let that happen, the revolution will spread against the global occupiers and will be righteous like 1775. And we will win, even a physical war. Very quickly, the military will go in, believe me, and the criminals will be removed at a certain level. There'll still be other challenges. The corruption doesn't set back in. The system's so endemic. And we could get the country back very, very quickly. The problem is the minute they're already with action plans, the minute they shoot some kid in the back like V for Vendetta, that's happened in Eastern Bloc countries, the secret police, that's based on true stories. The minute something like that happens, they're not going to let us have the moral high ground. We've held our fire. We've put up with being basically urinated on by the globalist. We've put up with every humiliation because we're smart and we know we're winning the info war. We're winning the moral high ground. We're waking up the military. We're waking up the police. We're waking up the FBI, the federal marshals, the state police, the bureaucrats, everybody. And so the system is totally freaked out right now. And the only thing they've got is false flag. But we're exposing that. There are false flags with Turkey and Saudi Arabia against Syria. All blew up. Now in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, we told you about it, you know, 6 months ago when it was going on, but now it's mainstream news. The Navy SEALs said no to Dick Cheney's plan to blow up ships, Navy SEAL ships, and blame it on Iran. That's come out. All this stuff's coming out, and it doesn't work anymore. You could get away with this in the dark, but you can't get away with it when we know. And that's the great thing, is my mission's already succeeded. You could kill me tomorrow, and everybody already knows your game plan. And I can't believe that my radio show, researching this with other experts, became the fulcrum zero point, you know, the patient one point. They see us as a virus. Liberty is a virus. I'm patient number one. The spread really did start here. I cannot believe My life's fulfilled. I don't want to die. I want to live to be 150. I want to have to see my great-grandkids. But I'm fulfilled. I've won. I'm satisfied. I've been a man. I've lifted dauntless the slughorn to my lips and blown. Child rolling to the Dark Tower came. I want to take your phone calls on this rancher and what's happening out there and what you think's going to happen and where you think this should go. Or have you been harassed by the BLM? Or maybe you got good stories about the BLM. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm nobody special. But I could sit there with my kin and my ancestors who are honorable men and women, and I could be in their company. Well done, our son. Just want to be an honorable, good person. That's what fulfills you. That's what will take us to the stars and beyond.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Greg is a cattle rancher in Utah, listening to us on 540 AM. We're going to go to Eric in Kentucky, who's a rancher. Jeffrey in Michigan, a rancher. And we'll talk about the Bundy situation. Mike in Ohio, feds and the courts. Clint in Ohio, who's a cattle rancher. And you wonder why there's record cattle prices. It's because they've been cheating the cattle ranchers. And my family's getting out of it. Almost everybody else I know is getting out of it, except for keeping a few cows or donkeys out there to get the tax exemption, which isn't a tax exemption. Just if you don't have animals on it, there's no way you can pay for the property. It's amazing. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. And again, 4 students in critical condition. Pray for them in Pennsylvania high school stabbing. More than 20 people stabbed now, they're saying. I've seen cases in Japan where the guy killed 7 children and wounded like 14 in a matter of minutes with a butcher knife. Well, you know butcher knives got to have a waiting period on them or got to register them. Shouldn't joke. England's actually doing that or trying to do that right now. They're proposing a license for knives over 4 inches to even have them in your house. Yeah, that'll fix everything, as if you can't make knives all day out of regular, you know, metal. LAPD officers tampered with in-car recording equipment. Shows about half of the cars had secretly messed with it and turned it off. Well, yeah. I mean, if you can't trust police to not be listened to while they're driving around all the time, I mean, I'm all for an in-dash deal when they go on a call for it to turn on. But, I mean, look, I tell you, they make the enforcers live under the police state, so then they'll want us to live under it too. They've got things now in, what is it, New York and other places where they make audio and cameras now in the taxi cabs. Oh, it's for everyone's safety. No, it's not. It's a total police state. It's horrible. I mean, if we can't trust the cops to not be on audio and video all the time, we can't trust them to be cops. It's unbelievable. This is not what a free country looks like. A free country, you don't put up with corrupt people, so it doesn't matter. You don't have to surveil everybody because the people themselves are innately moral and will not put up with it. As things get more and more corrupt, the answer will be more and more police state, which will make it worse and worse and will all be selectively enforced. Look at the IRS. I've seen MSNBC, when I monitor it, it's got to be 20 times, go, of course they're going after the Tea Party. They need to. They need to arrest them. They need to not let them have free speech because they're a bad racist group. And by the way, if you don't like Obamacare written by offshore banks, Hank Aaron compares Republicans that oppose Obama to the KKK. I have the quotes here. He said that to the 40th anniversary of his record-breaking 715th home run, speaking to USA Today. Really, is Cynthia McKinney part of the Ku Klux Klan? Here's a woman, honorable enough, demonized, gone after. Even back when she was anti-gun, she'd expose government child kidnapping rings. with DynCorp and others. They're the biggest CPS private contractors in Texas, I should add, and most other states. But I'm talking worldwide. She would expose 9/11, $2 trillion stolen from the Pentagon. She would do all that, so it didn't matter if she was anti-gun. I just said, well, she's a real person. She's ignorant on that. Now she's anti-Obamacare, anti-New World Order, pro-gun, and basically with us reaching out to her and others over the years, she now is awake. Folks, if we can wake up mainline conservatives to be friends with liberals, we can just convert everyone over to being an American and to being into freedom. Let me tell you something, folks. Freedom is popular across the board. Cynthia McKinney now goes out and goes shooting. I can't tell you how many liberals I've taken shooting, and they go, this is no big deal. This is great. This is empowering. I took a bunch of Hollywood actors out who are the cast of the new hit show on HBO, Silicon Valley, with Mike Judge a few weeks ago. And most of them never shot guns and were been somewhat anti-gun. And Mike Judge got them out there on his ranch outside Austin, and where we go shooting all the time. And they were just converted in a matter of minutes. I watched it happen. And it was I'm good. I should be able to have this because only the bad guy, I want a gun. I'm going to get, it was just like right there. I was like, good, go take some safety classes. You guys, this woman had never shot, this actress, and she was shooting bullseye at 200 yards with an M4 on her first shot. The gun Joe Biden says she shouldn't have. She was shooting at 300 yards bullseye with a 50 caliber rifle in the first five shots. We had like his 50 cals, it's all lined up, all these guns just all laid out safe, load them right here, put them up on his back porch, 1,000 acres looking out, shoot wherever we want. It was just awesome. Big things of Tannerite. We got some video, but I got a little excited. I don't think I'm going to put it out. I actually had, because I'm sitting there and I'm shooting this I'm shooting this 308 Reaper and I'm just shooting the Tannerite and it's boom, boom. And I turn around, like every shot I'm shooting Tannerite. And I turn around, Gucci already shot the video. We're not going to put it out though, because I just got excited and used a little profanity and I apologize. There were no children in attendance. I'm like, you're never getting our guns. And I turn around right as they shoot the big charge that was under a stump. Legal explosives, simulants, I guess they call them. And right as I turn around, like it's fake, like in a movie, I go, you'll never get our guns, bleepers. And it goes boom, and the stump blows into pieces, like, 100 yards behind me. It looks like a movie as the sun's setting, into the setting sun. I mean, it is. This video would get 10 million views. But my tongue is literally hanging out. I look a little crazy. They'd use that against me. Because, I've been out there for hours. This is so awesome. The freedom. Anyways. That's what they're scared of, folks. They're afraid of that. All right. But I was just going, one shot. Boom. Pull trigger. Boom. Pull trigger. Boom. I turn around. And all of a sudden, it's just awesome. All right. I said I'd take your phone calls. Excuse me. I was having flashbacks of enjoyment. I almost call it a gungasm. It's a family show, but instead of an orgasm, it's a gungasm. It's the fun of that. It's like the fun of like throwing your line out and a huge fish comes up, or like a huge shark and you're like, oh my gosh, that's like an 8-foot hammerhead. Oh, it's that same feeling. It's that same feeling when you're like 1,000 yards and shoot a propane tank with a 50 cal, pull the trigger first shot and it just goes boom. I mean, it is just fun. It's fun. All right, let's talk about the serious situation out west. Excuse me. Clint in Ohio, thank you for... No. I'm going to Clint next. Sorry. Let me get serious. Very serious situation out there in Nevada. They're saying if they get the numbers today, they're going to march across and try to get the cows they've stolen from him, 300 head. Very serious situation. Let's go to Greg in Utah. You're listening on KYAH 540 AM. Says he's got information on this. Give us your take, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to give the people a scenario that they can understand about the BLM. Okay, first of all, it stands for Bureau of Land Management, not ownership. If you were if you're a landlord, say you have an apartment complex and you hire a manager and he starts kicking out your tenants, and all of a sudden they're not paying any money, and the next thing you know, you find yourself into bankruptcy proceedings because you can't make the payments on that. That's the situation. I am a total fear of that's happening here. People are not going to do anything, I have a feeling, until they can go to the grocery store and find out that hamburger, that package of hamburger costs $30, $50, or even $100, or is not even available. You know, we are the owners of the land. That is land that was not granted to homesteaders. That's all it is. It's public. It's ours. And they are managers, and they are terrible managers. They're horrible managers. And we ought to paint, you know, the word grasshopper on them and watch the movie Ants over and over and over again until we finally wake up, because it will be a horrible, horrible day when people are left with no food on the table.
You just crystallized it all perfectly. And the media is like, why is the governor saying they have a right to that land? Why is this rancher claiming, you know, he has a loyal title to the grazing and forage rights? What is he talking about? He's a liar. The feds are the boss, and they said so. It's federal and state law, going back to 1877, that he's got his little ranch bordering the larger area that no one ever even wanted to fence off or claim was theirs. And now they're saying a desert tortoise, which a Don Salazar just wrote an article, before Nevada cattle rancher dispute, BLM was euthanizing, that's killing, endangered desert tortoise. Months before the heated contention between Bureau of Land Management and Nevada cattle rancher Clevin Bundy was just on last hour, purportedly over protecting an endangered species of desert tortoise, the BLM was euthanizing the tortoise in droves. On Saturday, the BLM, with the help of helicopters, low-flying aircraft, and hired cowboys, began rounding up Bundy's cattle on what the man asserts is his own land. Well, I mean, to be technical, he asserts he has the right to grazing and water rights, too. Probably need to change that just to be technical. And forbade him from interfering with the operation as Bundy announced he was prepared to weather a full-on assault. And then it goes on. The BLM says they're moving in not to encroach on the man's property, but because Bundy didn't pay grazing fees, which the Bureau has imposed on land developers who disturb tortoise habitat on public land. See, they're making it where the tortoise has the right, not the person. And then it just goes on to talk about how they funded the Desert Tortoise Conservation Program in Las Vegas, a habitat created in 1991. But the recession that followed dwindled the number of employees and developers, and in turn, funds for the DTCC. And then it goes on to talk about how they began euthanizing them. It's a good article by Adam, but we might want to put up top. See, I'm just now reading this when they hand it to me to find the part where they're euthanizing them. Back at the Conservation Center, a large refrigerator labeled carcass freezer hummed in the desert sun as scientists examined the facility's 1,400 inhabitants to find those healthy enough to release in the wild. So they were killing them. Officials expect to euthanize more than half the animals in the coming months in preparation for closure at the end of 2014. So they got so many of these turtles, they're killing them. So there's the report. We might just say, before Nevada cattle rancher standoff, BLM killed thousands of turtles, thousands of endangered tortoises. Great job on that article. Thank you so much, caller. Great points. Yeah. You're supposed to have these public lands so you can graze, you can use, you can hike. But they tell you where you can go. They tell you what you can do. And then they harass you. And then they just say, we're doing this arbitrarily. And now, oh, you can't have free speech anywhere in the county except these two little red boxes we've set up. And the governor's saying you can't do that. Clinton, Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Then Mike, Jeffrey, and Eric.
Hello, yes. I'm calling in regard of the cattle rancher, and, you know, people don't realize how serious this is. I ran across a YouTube video. It's called Revolution in Nevada to Save Clivin Bundy. And, you know, I think the pot's getting to a boiling point, and the government really needs to start listening to the people, because this could be the very first shot that around, you know, the second shot heard around the world, because this YouTube video is quite chilling, so to speak. It's called Revolution in Nevada to Save Cliven Bundy.
Well, let's post that up on Infowars.com right now. Check the video. If it's good, guys, tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Post it on Infowars.com. If it's calling for violence, I don't want to post it because I don't want to add to that. But if it's a good video, we'll post it. The issue here is they've domesticated most Americans. They've gave them fluoride. They've dumbed them down. These old ranchers don't watch a lot of TV. These old ranchers aren't afraid to die. And they're what old-fashioned Americans were. They're like the remnant, the vestigial remnants of men and women. And that's why the feds have always said they believe the revolution is going to start in the countryside. That's why there's a war on the rural communities to dumb everybody down or get them into the cities to control them. And a lot of these people in rural areas care more about not being slaves than they do about living. And it will come, push come to shove. And you have four or five more Ruby Ridges, people aren't going to put up with it anymore. And it won't matter how many federal buildings you blow up, feds. You know, we know you'll pick one with a daycare center so we can have, you know, dead kids on TV. People are going to see right through that when you do that. So go ahead and play your hand. Thank you, Clint. Mike in Ohio, feds in the courts, and then Eric. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, oftentimes people will look at, like, this rancher situation and just, you know, kind of like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't affect me. And not realizing this affects every one of us. And you're absolutely right in your characterization of these cattle ranchers. They are people of principle, which we don't have a lot of in this country anymore. And there's not, and especially our government does not like people to stand up for principle. My fear is with these situations, what I've seen going on more and more, Alex, is we used to have a country of checks and balances where you can go to the courts and your rights were protected. And you know, the courts have even been compromised. And so, you know, the big concern I have is you really have little to no recourse, because even if you can go to court, which, you know, the deck is going to be stacked against you, you know, financially, like the caller just said before, you could be ruined and everything, you know, all sorts of
other. Sure, but the problem is we're already being ruined by the system anyway. So that's why it's a rock and a hard place. I hear you and I appreciate your call. Eric in Kentucky, you're on the air on this subject. Go ahead.
That you, Alex?
Yeah, go ahead and talk right into the telephone.
Yes, sir. Expounding on your war on the rural people, just look at what they're doing to the people in Appalachia, you know, shutting their mines down over ridiculous EPA guidelines, which we all know are just a pretense to shut those industry down. But people are moving into the dairy industry, and now the dairy industry is under attack by the same EPA guidelines. They're going after the Amish for selling raw milk. Can you believe that? Raw milk.
Well, they're in a war against real humans. They want us domesticated. This is a total scientific takeover. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, what do they think people's going to do? Once you take away their tools, what are they going to pick up? You know what they're going to pick up. They're going to start arming themselves.
The bitter clingers. They know that's all we've got left, our Bibles and our guns. And they're telling people you can't homeschool your kids and you can't teach your kids about Christ. They're going to take that away, too. Great points. Thank you so much, Eric. Jeffrey, Pitchfork Man, Tony, everybody, your calls are coming up in the final segment straight ahead. We'll do a little bit of overdrive to take everybody's calls. We're going to go to Jeffrey and many others that are patiently holding. Everett is in Pennsylvania since they have info on the tragic stabbing there at the school. No one's going to say blame the knives. Why do you say blame a gun? Because about a third of the public's never shot a gun or been around guns, and they're scared of them. Everybody's used a knife, so they're like, no, we're not going to blame knives. I use a knife every day. They want to keep you away from it so you don't become proficient with it. The answer to them wanting to domesticate us is arming and gardening and loving and having a barbecue and inviting your neighbors over and telling jokes and playing cards or dominoes. The answer is going out and helping homeless people or going out for Meals on Wheels or Loaves and Fishes or the Salvation Army. The answer is getting real. The answer is, you know, try to stay out of fights, but if somebody starts one, stomp their head in the ground. The answer is becoming human again. By the way, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. At MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, you'll find all their biggest specials, and you'll find a lot of other great, high-quality preparedness items. This hour brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com. Great customer service, organic, 866-229-0927. And please don't forget, you can get PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news. Share it with 11 people, up to 11 people. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, all the best products. ProPure systems are the best gravity-fed filters. They annihilate the competition, and they cost the same or less. Promo code WATER to get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you're shopping with the good guys, funding the tip of the spear in just a no-apology, savage, committed to the truth, all the way Hail Mary attack on the New World Order. I mean, it just really comes down to that. We're not getting into any maneuvers here, folks. We're just ramming the enemy straight up. And that's the end of it. Jeffrey in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Your take on the situation.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Bundy, I think, is cut from the same cloth as the World War II veterans in the Battle of Athens that came back from World War II and took their county back in 1946 from tyrants. And although it's a different scenario...
I mean, the Battle of Athens, the government wasn't even doing stuff as bad as what the BLM is doing. I mean, no one would have put up with this. That's why it never happened.
These men, including Mr. Bundy, have that resistance that like you were speaking about earlier, in their DNA, and it's right there on the surface. So they won't be walked on. Like you just said in his interview, we're going to take our cattle back. If people know what happens when you wait and see. Ruby Ridge, they waited out, and people saw what happens. Now we have all the media on them, and I think that's what real people do when confronted with this type of force and tyrannical
government. Well, you get to the point where you can't help it anymore. And it's just, you know, it's like when somebody walks up and punches you in the nose. I mean, you got to, I want to fix this. I want to use Congress to get control of the BLM. But, I mean, I never got to this today. The new republic, you know, run by the Democrats, is bragging that the Republicans are helping keep Obamacare in place. And they just, of course, because they helped write it. It's so sick, these criminals. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Pitchfork Man in Arizona, your take on this, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
I'm all right, brother.
Hey, longtime listener, first-time caller. I live in Mojave County, which is adjacent to Clark County, and we suffer from the same abuses from the BLM as Mr. Bundy.
Are they rude to you like they are to me?
They're rude to our people. They're blocking off our roads in our area where we've four-wheeled and ridden our four-wheelers for a long time. Also, not so much rude, but they're kind of a leech to our system. I ran for county supervisor and lost by 140 votes. I'm running for judge this next election period. But the BLM is working with the British Petroleum to put in a wind farm in our county, and they're putting it on public land and on part of the Grand Canyon National Park.
Oh, I know. They're going to use it with globalists to develop it, and that's why they want you kicked off of it. Great point. Write an article about it, and maybe we'll get you on the show. Everybody should need to. Don't just count on us. There's too much happening. Talk about that. I remember seeing that in the news. Overdrive coming up. Infowars.com/show. If your station doesn't carry it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to move really quick now. Tony in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hello. I was a journalist in Escalante, Utah, shortly after they designated the Grand Staircase, or I should say stole 2.1 million acres in the dead of night. The governor there didn't even know they were stealing it. Locals didn't know they were stealing it. Anyway, shortly thereafter, they booted the cows off the land, and that in turn forced the grazers to sell their grazing rights, and who bought it was a large environmental group from Flagstaff, Arizona, where I've lived predominantly most of my life. And their plans were to retire the grazing permits altogether and rest the land. Well, that ended up in a court battle, and that was proven wrong because by law they have to notify Congress when they're eliminating one of the multiple.
It's Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club. They're all banking fronts, nothing to do with the environment. It's a total takeover of the country. They want you to not be on the public land because they're going to turn around and basically sell it to insiders.
I wrote a big article about the Grand Canyon Trust here in Flagstaff. I was an environmentalist at that time, and the ranchers kept telling me that they were tied to the World Bank and everything, and I said, no way, you know. Well, that was published by Range Magazine. But the point I want to make is that these ranchers have a long-time investment in their herd. In Escalante, they couldn't get all of the cows because they're, you know, they're basically a wild animal out there. So they used helicopters, and they drove them over those steep cliffs.
Broke their legs. Sure, sure. And for those that don't know, your whole life's based on this herd. You can barely live on it anyways, and there's no money in cattle now because of the manipulation at the top by the meat packers and the distributors. That's where everybody's going out of the business, and it will destroy you to do this. Tell us the name of your article.
The one in the Range Magazine is Don't Trust the Trust.
Don't Trust the Trust. Great job. Gonna jump. Maybe we'll get you on about that. There's all these callers I want to go to. Sean and Ace and Michael. Everett has got info from Pennsylvania on the stabbing. Well, the answer is ban the knives. Go ahead.
Alex, situation, 20 students stabbed about 20 miles, 30 miles east of Pittsburgh, school Franklin Regional. The information I have now, this is coming from a person that has been threatened twice in my life with deadly force by policemen, so I understand the trauma that this can cause someone. However, I recorded this recording. This school district has been used as an example of why we need to have officers in the school that we've actually fought against. And now this is where this happens, and they didn't use deadly force. And I want to play this clip. The reporter asked, it's kind of hard to hear, was the school resource officer armed, and why did he not discharge his weapon? Can I play this clip for you?
Okay, yes, play it.
Discharge a weapon. Well, there's really no need to discharge a weapon. We only do that in the situation where we feel that it is needed to. The situation was brought under control in the best manner it was.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, so they didn't shoot the 16-year-old reportedly in custody who stabbed more than 20 people, four of them in critical condition. What newscast was that off of?
It was on all three channels, Channel 2. Four,
guys, let's find that. That's newsworthy that you got an armed cop and they didn't shoot the person doing this. There's no end of government. I mean, I guess their answer was somebody tackled them or something. So, you know, maybe don't shoot them then, but sounds very suspicious. The thing is, if it was staged, because I know they were having drills in the area a few days ago, why wouldn't they do it with a gun? You know, because what do you think's going on here?
The principal was who tackled him, not the resource officer. The resource officer who was armed called 911.
So literally stood there and let the person dead, is what you're saying?
Well, the news reports that are coming through is they keep saying that the EMS did a good job, the doctors did a good job, the police responded really
quickly. That's all they ever do. Like Fort Hood took 15 minutes. I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I've had people pull knives on me twice. And I mean, you know, let's just say I wasn't the one that went to the hospital. And so I can't believe that they let this person stab 20 people. All right, folks, nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll track this ranching thing.